Many of the famous universities in our country, like Harvard and Yale and Princeton, began just like our school here, as a small college for the primary purpose of training future Christian pastors, teachers, and leaders. They had chapel services, just the way we have. Every student was expected to attend. They stressed the languages of the Bible, Christian theology, Christian history. And certainly they did not want to tolerate any teacher that rejected the Word of God or the teaching of the Bible. But over the years, they veered away from their beginnings as they grew and wanted to become popular in the eyes of the world and attract more students. They went away from the Bible. The Bible became less and less important. They were more concerned about their reputation as a school of the wisdom of the world. And they began to think of their origins as old-fashioned and outdated, and now they have to be into the latest trends in philosophy, science. And I suppose nowadays these same universities look back at their origins and wonder how they could have been so narrow-minded as to insist on the Bible as the source of wisdom. Now they are much smarter. They know that there are a lot of religions out there in the world, and all of them have their value. They shouldn't be so one-sided. Jesus, well, yeah, there are other teachers just as good, as wise as he. And I suppose these same educators today despise a school like ours, look down on us as really being out of it, because we still want to honor the very words of such an ancient book as the Bible. Now, it's not easy to be surrounded by supposedly wise teachers who consider their own wisdom superior to what we teach, superior to the writings of old-timers like Moses and David and Isaiah and Jeremiah. So the temptations for us are to go along with the experts of today, and they think they know as much of religion as they know about mathematics and philosophy and science. But we should not be overwhelmed by the arguments that they use against us. As Elisha once said to his servant, those that are with us are more than those that are with them, because we have God on our side, and he is always right. He has proved his divine wisdom over and over again by signs and miracles, prophecies. So we don't have to be or have to feel that we are somehow in a lower class. So this morning, let us listen to the wisdom of our God once more as he revealed it through his prophet Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah in his day was surrounded by all kinds of false teachers. They thought that the very fact that they were more numerous than he proved that they were right and he was wrong. But Jeremiah was given his wisdom by the Holy Spirit. And this is what he said, as we read in Jeremiah chapter 8, 8 and 9. He's speaking to these false teachers, and he says to them, how can you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Look, the false pen of the scribe certainly works falsehood. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom do they have? You see, the Spirit of truth has not left us earth dwellers without the truth. God has not left us in the dark about things that really matter. He has given us, as Jeremiah says, the word of the Lord. It is written in the letter to the Hebrews, God spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets. God chose one people as his own, and to them were committed the oracles of God. God's holy word, authenticated by countless signs and miracles and prophecies. So Jeremiah had no difficulty in determining that these teachers surrounding him were false teachers. They have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom do they have? And of course, the obvious answer is none at all. They may claim that the law of the Lord is with them, but they are proved wrong by their rejection of the word of the Lord. They may claim to be God's scribes, but as Jeremiah says, they have false pens. They write lies. They may be honored in this life as religious geniuses, but they probably already realize now that they are fakes and frauds. And of course, in the end, they will be put to shame. They are dismayed and taken. Now, what is the reason for God's choosing prophets and putting his words into their mouths and speaking to us here living on this earth? Well, certainly the reason is that God loves us and wants us sinners to know the way of salvation. That's why God spoke through the prophets. That's why he spoke already to Adam and Eve in the garden. He wanted to reveal to them the plan of salvation. And so all through the Old Testament period, he chose men through whom he would speak. And finally, he has spoken to us in the person of his own Son, whom he sent to this world to reveal to us, not only to reveal to us the plan of salvation, but to accomplish it through his life, death, and resurrection. And then, this Lord Jesus, who suffered and died for us and rose again to save us from our sins, chose to have his word, his gospel, revealed to us even more clearly than the Old Testament prophets through apostles. Apostles like the Apostle Paul. Paul knew something about the wisdom of God. This is what he said about it. He said, We apostles speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. We have received the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. Jesus said, all of the scriptures testify about him. He told his apostles that the Holy Spirit would guide them into the truth. And the Apostle Paul says that in him, that is in Jesus Christ, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and of knowledge. Reject the word of the Lord, you have no wisdom. Let us sing Martin Luther's hymn number 260, stanzas 2 and 6.